Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hulu Plus. Yes, Hulu Plus. Today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch anything, anytime, anywhere. Try it now and get a cool special deal, a free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Remember, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. And now, can I have a timpani?
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar.
Yes, Rob.
I'm back. I know. I had to come back because of the we had an amazing amount of celebrity deaths.
Oh, no. We also had a tragic the running of the board on
No, I heard you did great.
Oh, great means okay.
No. I heard on all the Oscar chat groups that you did a great job.
Not good enough.
Okay. Well, we lost.
Welcome back, buddy.
Well, thank you. Great to be back, and thank you for handling that. We lost Joan Fontaine, who you care about. We lost the man who played Billy Jack, but perhaps most importantly, we lost the great actor, Peter O'Toole. I had a relationship with the man, and I think we have him here. Peter O'Toole?
Hello?
Now, is that ISDN line working?
Are you there?
Peter O'Toole!
Are you there? Yes, I'm here, looking down at you, Spiewak. I see you. Welcome to the Heaven Hotline. I'm holding my hand up like the Baron.
Why are you there so fast? They process your paperwork so quickly.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why was there never, ever an impression of me done on the show while I was alive?
Well, it turns out...
I'm dead now. I was alive, no one bothered to do the show.
Only in death.
Only
in death have you become pertinent.
Hello!
Hi there!
Look how I float above you in my Caligula costume.
Mr. O'Toole. Is that the one you're wearing?
I was Lawrence of Arabia, Mr. Chips, and all those other characters.
Mr. O'Toole.
Hello, my Bolivian bombshell.
Oscar? Do you know Oscar?
Oscar? I've admired him from afar.
Really? You what?
I haven't. Well, don't you speak the Queen's English?
I don't know. Do you speak the Queen's English?
I have admired him from afar.
Mr. O'Toole.
Yes, Oscar.
Did you know you were so beloved before you passed?
No. When you are an aging actor, it is a cruel fate. You do not realize how much your work is appreciated until you're underground.
Have you been buried already?
No.
No, of course
I'm
not.
I'm just making a statement.
I understand.
It's an Spiewak?
Yes.
It is an illustrative statement. Don't you understand?
You know what's fun is now...
I know you're a fan of my work and my favorite year.
I love my favorite year.
Yes, live. Year. I'm going to go on live. I communicated fear better than any actor.
Communicated what?
Communicated fear.
Oh, fear.
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 Fear. In
fear,
my favorite...
you're afraid? Do I have to... What, is this some sort of foreign country I'm broadcasting
to? Well, no.
To
you'd said words like fear and year.
Fear.
And year.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go into the woods and you're attacked by that thing with claws, it's a bear.
No, a what?
A bear.
Oh, a grizzly bear.
A grizzly bear.
What's funny is now that you have passed and you've left all the pain behind, does it make you happy?
Well, my joints were brittle. Brittle as balsa wood. I was not as balsa wood.
Weakened from years of drink and smoke.
Oh, yes, the alcohol and smoke. For years, I engaged. I overindulged.
Yeah.
There's no secret to the fact that I overindulged.
So, but now that you've passed,
yes,
and the pain is behind you, are you happy?
Oh, I'm delighted to be up here.
Let me hear you be happy.
That is my delightful laugh.
Mr. O'Toole.
Hello, Oscar.
Are you an Apple or Android guy?
May I ask you a question, Oscar?
Yes.
Are you still keeping it tight?
Trying to.
Bravo.
Working.
You know, I was omnisexual in my day.
Yeah, you kept it tight.
Oh, I kept it tight all the time.
What was your diet like?
Did not matter whether you were an ingenue or the latest stud.
Oh, dear.
It didn't matter to me.
Did you ever have sex with Mark Lynn Baker on the set of My Favorite Year?
No. I hate heinous. Heinous man. Absolutely unattractive. Not my style, Spiewak.
So when that made you sad that you didn't make love to him, show me sad.
Sad is, oh. Oh.
Now let's have happy again.
Lawrence of Arabia! Yes, it's so nice to be with all of you. May I refer to you by your last names?
Sure.
Of course.
Santana, Spiewak, Bloom.
Bloom.
Hello, Bloom.
Do you find Bloom appealing?
Hello, Bloom.
How are you?
Better quit that smoking, my boy.
Oh, you're a poster child.
You know how they say it takes a year or two off your life Every year you smoke.
Every what?
Every year.
Yes.
Every year you smoke. It will take a year off your life.
Well, you lived to 81.
Ah, yes, I suppose I did. Good constitution. Good stock.
Show me pride.
Good stock.
Now laughter. And anger.
I'm an actor.
He is truly an actor.
Santana.
You were in Ratatouille?
Ratatouille. Yes, of course I was animated. I've been animated several times. I've done all sorts of. I've done the stage. I've done film. I've done television.
You've done everybody.
Which is, television is the performance, the performance equivalent of wiping yourself.
Wow.
That's how I look at that. I love the screen.
Do you know what?
I love the giant screen. The cinema screen is.
Do you know what Groucho once said about you, Groucho Marx?
Oh, I'm aware of this. Yes,
he said your name
many, many times.
Your name was a double phallic.
Yes, a double.
Peter and O'Toole.
You bastard, Spiewak! Why did you bring that up?
But that's funny. Couldn't it make you laugh? But it also makes you sad.
Mr. O'Toole. another blockbuster movie.
Yes,
King Ralph.
King Ralph.
Oh,
yes.
I forgot you were in
1991.
That. Lots of mascara on
yes.
you.
Late in one's career, one occasionally has to make sacrifices and do those silly little pictures. Well, that's what I had to do.
The cigarettes didn't buy themselves, did they?
That's true. The cartons and cartons of the British cigarettes with no label on them.
Oh, my.
Yes, and I would rip the filters off.
You were in Rosebud as well?
Rosebud.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I think I have a memory of that. So many films, so difficult to remember. I mentioned before Caligula.
Yes, that's excellent.
That was a penthouse production.
When you
it was the most debauchery of any movie set I've ever been in.
My dad hid that in his closet, and I found it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch it?
Oh, I did.
Gratuitous violence and non-stop sex.
Lots of wine.
Sex and wine. Sex, wine, everything
wine
like that.
Wine, you know, when I drink wine, I get silly and I laugh. Do you ever laugh?
Do I laugh?
But what about when you wake up and you're hungover?
That won't happen anymore.
Why?
Because I'm dead.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Too much.
Well, 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 if it isn't Mrs. Claus. Where's your husband? Out doing another commercial for my brother?
Oh, come now. You know Santa isn't on your brother's payroll.
Well, then he's grossly unfair, that's what. Traipsing around in that stupid sleigh of his, stirring up cold winter breezes and causing everybody to think fondly of snowball fights and sleigh rides and ice hockey.
I assure you, it's not intentional.
Well, why doesn't he wear a bathing suit and drive a sand buggy?
But we live at the North Pole.
And he could sing the praises of heat and rain.
I'll see what I can do. In the meantime, will you do us a favor?
I don't see why I should. Nobody ever does anything for me. But what is it?
Could you let it snow just for one day in the South?
What? Snow in the South?
Just for one day.
Never!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from... Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm not him anymore. We're live from
Peter
Studio
O'Toole isn't live.
1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center. How do I let a man go that long? I've never done an impression of him, and then I develop the impression when he's dead.
Love it.
I don't
on
get
the
it.
Spot. Yeah.
In the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center, we're delighted, in Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, rather.
Yes.
We are delighted to be with you. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded all over the place about 21 million times,
sure.
Powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com in the mighty KTJJ in Iowa, 1630. Today is Monday, December 16, 2013, and we are brought to you by one of the finest American-made products I have ever wrapped my hands around.
This radio show?
No. It's the Mangrate.
Oh, I love the Mangrate.
It's got heft.
Yes.
What is the Mangrate?
What is it, Mike?
It's 100% made in America cast iron grilling grates.
Yes.
That just come in a box, you take them out, you put them on your grill. Presto, change-o, you have steakhouse quality food right in front
bada
of you.
Bada bing.
They're revolutionizing the way people grill. Men's Health Magazine called them one of the best grilling accessories that money can buy. That's Men's Health Magazine.
Yeah.
They know what they're talking about. And you know what?
What?
Man grates are the perfect gift this holiday season.
Perfect.
For your hubby. Your dadu?
Yes.
Or even you.
Yes. Or even, you know what? You can give them to women.
Yeah. please.
You can.
Oh, okay. Yes, you can.
Yes.
You deserve the
it's
best.
Possible.
Yeah,
it's
Matt,
possible.
Find yourself a masculine woman.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, I love these grill marks. Click on the Man Great banner. Actually, if you really want to give it to that special lady chef in your life, and she can use them like Bloom does, he puts them in his broiler.
Yes, he does.
And it actually gives you the grill marks and everything. It's a fantastic way because you still, in your oven, if you look inside your oven, you get those cheesy little spindly grates in there, too.
It allows you to actually cook the meat from both sides.
But you know what the best part of the Man Great whole thing is?
What's the deal, Mike?
$19.99. That's the same price they
can't
offered
go wrong.
These at
Always.
Last year. They're doing it again this year. It's their holiday special. Remember, each Mike O'Mara Show order comes with the limited edition TMOS branded grilling brush. Again,
hold
that's...
it. You know, I wanted to say something, if I can. I know
sorry.
This is primarily your read, but
sorry about that.
About that grilling brush, you know, for years I've received grief that I'm losing my hair.
Yes.
But I've been using the grill brush on my scalp, and I want you to see if
it's
you're
growing back.
Look at that marvelous regeneration.
Wow. It's like you've
back.
It's like you've aerated.
Like
it.
A thick jungle forest.
Yeah.
Thank you, Man Great.
It's growing back, Bruce Willis. Each again, that's the Man Great Grill Enhancement System. Order today at MikeOmerishow.com, and you'll have the juiciest, most delicious holidays ever. Are you all like me? Do you feel like it's just gotten away from you, the holiday season?
It's a short season.
I'm out of my mind.
Tough.
1 week, that's all it took, and I just feel like I'm completely out of
it's
my...
It's right around the corner, Mike. I mean, for God's sake.
9 days left for Christmas shopping. Right. 9 days left to fill the stocking.
Nine days
left for Christmas shopping. Only got 9 days more.
Hello there.
Hi there. It's getting late.
Yeah.
It's getting late.
No.
You better hurry and finish your Christmas shopping. Only 9 days left.
You know what? When they finished that one, they said, "You gonna use that take?" And he said, "Yeah, I use that one."
You better hurry and finish your shopping.
Hi there. But it is. It's like Christmas is already here.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Have you done all your shopping?
My this year it's weird. Everything I do, I took my daughters out over the weekend, and we were going to do some Christmas shopping. Then I ended up, not getting to the mall. Then we just farted around, came back, watched a little TV. It just was not.
It's tough.
This
you know
is
what
the
it
week.
Is?
I have to do it this week.
It's Mike O'Mara's gift card Christmas. he's the little boy that bought gift cards.
We were on
what
day was
it? The best presents.
We were on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Were you part of the gridlock that was on two miles on either side of Fair Oaks Mall?
I know that I was going to our good friend Brian Gothier at the Oakton Wine Shop on Saturday.
Great time on Saturday.
And I went by that exit, and I said, there is no way that I will go there. Does anyone know in our little S-hole area that we all live in, how underserviced we are with everything around here?
It's sheer numbers, yeah.
We have houses as far as the eye can see. What we don't have in our area of the world, we don't even have stores.
We don't have ample parking for anything.
We don't. So you've got everybody, because what are we going to do? Well, let me see. We live in Fairfax, so we're going to go shopping on Saturday.
Of course.
Because that's what they're not going to go. They're not going to get off of work on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday and go out in the evening to do some shopping there. They're not going to do it. They're going to do it on Saturday. And I went by there and I said, I don't know what product they would offer in there that I was so in need of that I would go through that warfare.
You wouldn't have to. And this is actually
incredible. Go to Amazon.
This is the second year that my family's done this, which is pretty impressive, but it's progressive as well. So on Amazon, as long as you go through themikeomarishow.com, regardless of how you shop or what you're shopping for, you can create your own wish list.
Right.
So all of us, including my brother, myself, and my sister, and their kids, made wish lists.
Oh, I got to do that.
So whenever
nobody gets me anything.
When anyone decided to go and look for what we wanted, they would go ahead and pick something off that list. And
that's
be
cool.
Delivered to their home.
So it's like a wedding registry almost.
Yes.
And
for
yourself. And when they buy it, is it knocked off the wish list so there's no duplication?
That's the weird thing for Christmas. What we do is we write each other and say, we've taken this off the list.
Okay.
Because we don't want the person to know that.
But in the world of digital communication, there's nothing
not
to
a
it.
Problem. But again, you can do that through MikeOmerishow.com because simply, I'll give you an example, and this is no spoiler for my brother. The Philips LED lights that change colors, you've probably seen the commercials, right?
Yeah, right.
So I thought they're an Apple exclusive. And I love the Apple store. It's a 10 for me. I know you guys have different experiences.
Right.
But I said, there's no way I'm going to the mall right now.
It's impossible.
Let me see if it's on Amazon, because if it's an Apple exclusive, it might not be on
there. And think about the people that are working, even the part-time people that are working retail. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Carrie's never been more happy.
I went to Amazon, and they were there.
Right.
And I ordered them. This is how weird it was. The next day I come home, there's an Amazon package. I'm like, oh, did I get myself something? Like, what did I order?
Yeah, what is that?
And it was just my brother's gifts. But it was the next day. Yeah, the next day.
And it really, and I mean, driving by this, I've never seen anything quite like
it's horrible.
It.
It's the same
problem. I didn't know it was actually on the news, Rob. It was that bad.
The same problem, Mike, is that why we can never go anywhere in the summertime, because everybody in the country takes their vacation the same time.
And they go to the same place.
At the same place at the same time. If you want to go and get an Auntie Anne's pretzel at 2 p.m. on Saturday, God be with you, because that mall's about to fall into the earth.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't do it. It's crazy. You just can't do it.
It's craziness, and I saw that. And fortunately, it was also a little crowded. Pony, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I actually live right at the intersection.
Hold on a second. Do you live in an intersection where you talk into the microphone?
I'm right on it.
Oh, you know
Thank
what?
You very much. Hold on.
What happened to his microphone?
Did you monkey with his gain?
Oh,
not my gain.
All right, go ahead. It's not worth it to stop the show for it. What happened?
I live right next to that mall at the intersection you're talking about, and I won't even leave my house on the weekends.
It was amazing. I've never seen it look like that, and you know, it just contributes to that.
Pony!
Feeling of joy.
Boy,
OCD is back.
Boy.
My pony boy. Boy. And now we're going to have blah, 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 blah.
It's pony time. Get up.
Fun.
To be fair, I don't think Pony leaves his bedroom all weekend long.
That's true.
Yeah. Or answers his phone.
What if you run out of sugar glider checks? What do you feed them?
Then I'll just feed them, I don't know, like cornflakes.
Are the sugar gliders
speaking of sugar glider, you're supposed to have it in your possession now.
Wednesday. Getting them Wednesday.
Hey, man, it's a sugar glider Wednesday.
Hey, man. So what happened to the 14th date?
Well, I don't know. She had to schedule the flight when she could. The breeder.
The flight.
The woman that the surrogate who gave birth to
the one
the
who
sugar
is currently
gliders.
Nursing the sugar gliders. One on each side.
God, yeah, her nipples pictures. Sore.
I was going to say.
I want to tell
you. Isn't she in Southern Virginia?
Correct.
Why she's are those, flying? I mean, you can drive.
It was cheaper to fly them than for the gas to drive down.
What part of Southern Virginia?
Smithfield.
So what is it? Southwest that flies Smithfield to Fairfax?
Well, no, they have to change planes in O'Hare.
I don't know of a hub down there, Pony Boy.
They're flown Norfolk. Out of Smithfield to Houston,
Norfolk.
Then they connect in Hartsfield,
2 hours
in
Hartsfield,
Atlanta, and then it's right up to here. And then it's only a 45-minute limo ride.
That's right.
From Manassas Regional Airport to Pony's house.
Are they flying in a buddy pass or with someone?
It's some kind of cargo line. I don't know.
Would you like a mimosa?
We've upgraded you to business rodent.
Smithfield. So does she have to drive the sugar gliders to Richmond?
Norfolk.
And then to Norfolk.
Oh yeah.
Is there an airport in Norfolk?
Of course. Yeah. Norfolk International, I believe.
Oh, it's Norfolk. Is that the big airport for Richmond?
No, Richmond is Patrick Henry, I think.
Okay, see, I don't know.
No, Richmond International. Patrick Henry is Newport News' airport.
So they go... What,
but they're not flying with her. They're flying
and
air carrier.
Hold it. Don't...
Yes.
Don't
oh, so
sugar
it's like
gliders,
FedEx.
I just got that, yeah.
Aren't they able to fly as creatures?
Yeah, but they
Why
can't...
Why can't they just fly up here?
They can glide, but they can't take off on their own.
Well, I'm thinking... If
this is already bringing me a lot of joy.
What if... What's the tallest building in Smithfield?
Oh, they caught air.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Like Ham Tower?
They get the right updraft. If they get the right updraft, they can at least make it to Warrington.
That's fine. I'll drive to Warrington.
Oh, God.
What you need, put a little sticker on them that says, you know, attention Matt Bloom, and they're off.
She needs
to sidearm it.
Oh, God, I'm having aneurysm. She needs to go back into her yard with a big fan.
or a hairdryer. Anything. And this gets cold.
Oh,
maybe a hairdryer
Jesus,
would be better.
Stop
a boost.
Stop it.
You get up to the tallest building in Smithfield. Like, I guess, like the Ham Trade Center.
Oh, God.
And it's off. And it'd
the
be,
Ham Trade Center.
It'd be here in 40 minutes tops.
They're flying up with Paula Deen.
What a waste of jet fuel.
She lost that endorsement.
She did.
Okay.
So that's the plan.
Oh, my God. That's too funny. Is it dangerous to, like, put a cardboard box with holes in it or something
like
that?
They have, a kennel crate thing.
Really? How big is it? Is it, it's not like a dog carrier, is
Probably
it?
Probably the size of a cat carrier.
A cat carrier?
That's much too big. They can't have that much freedom in there. What you're looking for is something like the size of an egg carton.
Do they put them out at least? Or can they sleep? They must just get scared.
Benadryl.
Yeah, Oscar, they put them out. They give them a whole shot of morphine. That'd kill them. Yeah.
They put dogs out.
You can't give it. That animal's too small. To give it a tranquilizer.
Maybe you could rub something on its gums.
You know, you could maybe get some of the dust that flecks off a Xanax and put it in their water.
Dust. That is if you remember to give them water.
too soon.
How do they? So do they? They have free reign in their little crate that they're in, Pony, when they're flying up here.
Yeah, but they're going to be chilly, so they're just going to be sleeping the entire trip anyways.
The hardest part is before the flight, Mike, is they have to take their shoes off to go through security.
They have to check the pouch too.
You can't have more than 3 ounces of anything.
And one of them wears the chains, right? You know, the gold chains.
Takes them forever to get through.
So it's a brother and sister, right?
No, it's two girls.
Oh, it's two girls.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, like the Kardashians.
Mm, there you go. Yeah. Wow, fantastic. Here they come.
Ashley and Mary-Kate.
Yeah. What are the, and it's Miracle, and what's the other one?
Gizmo.
So you did name it Gizmo?
That's right.
Miracle and Gizmo will
Boom.
Be on their way.
It should
be
Mayhem.
It really gave up.
Mayhem.
And are they easy to are they easy to differentiate from? Can you tell which one is which?
Yeah, one's a lot fatter than the other one.
Oh, okay.
And the other one wears glasses.
Miracle, is Miracle the fat one?
Yes.
Miracle's the fat one and Gizmo's the skinny one?
You got it.
Okay. Is Miracle so fat that it becomes a health issue?
No, but she's
tiny treadmill.
Does Miracle eat Gizmo's food?
Probably. I haven't met them yet, so we'll see how that works out.
And have you had any personality descriptions from the Smithfield ham lady?
From what I've been told, they're very sweet.
Very sweet.
Of course, she's selling them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And are you sticking by the plan to be the first person to ever teach them how to speak?
Of course. That's going to be great.
He said he's modeling up a little studio for them.
Thank you, Mr. Pony.
And microphones.
Thank you, Mr. Pony.
Tiny Mike O'Mara show logos.
Yeah. My name's Miracle. My name's Gizmo.
My name's Miracle.
I'm Miracle.
I'm the fatter
What's
I'm
a girl?
The fatter.
What's a guy name that can be used for girls? Because Gizmo's really a guy name.
Stacy.
Stacy. So you're naming
Leslie.
Leslie
That's a good
can
one.
Work. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Kim.
Kim.
Pat. Chris,
I know, I've
never Chris with a
met
K.
A Kim before.
Well, I'm the most circle glider in the world.
Still go back to that bit.
I like the bit.
I like Dick's Pat. Yeah. I like that. I enjoy
Sam.
It.
All right. Well, Sam for Samantha or Sam Samuel.
Yeah. But you know what? If it's a woman's, why don't we give it a woman's name?
That's what I thought, because Gizmo's a male name.
Okay, how
Gizmo,
about this?
You can't do Gizmo.
Felicia.
All right.
Huh? What Felicia. Do
you Felicia?
Yeah. Felicia
lovely
the sugar
name.
Glider.
Tootsie.
Yes. Tootsie's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like, you know.
Joan.
How about a petite... Because it's small.
Right.
Cute mm-hmm. woman.
Oh. Cher.
No,
she's
Cher was
very
kind
tall.
Of sinewy and tall. Oh,
very tall. Kim. I like Kim. Kim is nice. Kim is cute.
And Kim is kind of cute.
Like as like one of the Kardashians because they're a brother and their sister and
what
sister.
What was your ex-girlfriend's name, Pony?
That's not going to be
her. Oh, damn it.
Not going to work
I almost
out that
had
way.
Him.
Yeah.
I'm almost trying to think him. Now. Naming. Are you going to stay with Gizmo?
Well, if you guys can come up with something.
Sally.
I mean,
Sally is, that's my grandmother's
what's
name.
What's another mythical creature that's a female name?
Hmm. Oh, the one from Game of Thrones.
Khaleesi.
Well,
Khaleesi, yeah!
Khaleesi!
But that's the name
Beautiful.
Of the cat that you killed.
That cat's on a farm.
He didn't kill it. He just found it. He made it uneasy.
Did you have a pet named Khaleesi already?
Yeah, he did.
I did, but it doesn't
oh,
mean.
You
just
did.
Me. That cat's
Pony
on a farm right now.
Pony,
yeah.
What about Khaleesi?
That's all right, but it's going to remind me of Oscar's tragic
dead cat.
Yeah,
yeah. I know.
Well, the cat was watching him in the shower, and it made him uneasy. So
I'm thinking of like sinewy
Athena.
Athena.
Oh, Athena's
Greek
hot.
Mythology.
Mm. Yeah, Athena works.
That's a little.
How about Hera?
White loafers.
Hera.
Huh?
Hera.
How about Farrah?
Farrah.
I think of Farrah Fawcett.
I know. So yeah, that's the only Farrah.
Show
think
her
of.
My Farrah Fawcett. What? That's gross.
What is it?
I think of it too soon. I'm sorry, Ryan.
What was the one Medusa?
How about
with the head of snake?
Yeah. I want it to be a cute animal name. How about Peaches?
Oh.
That's not bad.
What's wrong with Peaches?
Because he has a hard enough time meeting women already.
That's true.
This is
hey, meet Peaches.
Yeah, what if he brings a woman over and we have Miracle and Peaches? Oh, they're Peaches. That's so good. I'm going to jump into bed with you, Pony.
That's it.
That's
what
exactly.
I'm doing. That's how the playlet always works.
When Miracle he pulls Peaches out of his pants, it's going to be a problem.
Peaches, and then Pony will say to his, you know, his latest conquest, Peaches loves peanut butter. Hey, this is a cute animal. Why does it have a piece of twine wrapped around its neck?
I think it's
or its tail.
Michael Hutchins.
Its tail.
How did this sugar glider die?
Peaches is really really excels in tunneling.
What about Miley?
Yeah. Or how about the
Miley? Oh my God!
Perfect.
Pony Miley.
And you know what?
That's
Miracle and Miley.
Yeah. And
Miley. That's
right.
Miracle and Miley.
Then your contemporary.
Oh my God! Miley. It is. That
That's
is
right.
it. Miley.
That's perfect.
The emaciated Miley.
Yeah.
Oscar Santana.
Thank you.
with the home run. It's Miley.
Perfect.
That's great.
Miracle and Miley, the two M's. You'll never forget those.
That's right. And Miracle's the fat one. And Miley's the untalented one.
Miracle and Miley.
Well, I'm glad we got settled.
I will never forget that name. That's perfect. I love that.
Well,
the hottest pop star of the year, and also kind of gross and skinny.
What's their what is their lifespan again, Tony?
About 10, 15 years.
That's a good run.
Yeah. God. Which one do you think will live longer?
I probably Miracle.
Hey, do rats live that long too?
No.
They don't? Why do they live so long, Pony? They're just little rodents, aren't they?
Well, they're not rodents. They're marsupials. They're totally a different type of animal.
Well, explain to me what the difference is between a rodent and a marsupial.
Rodents are little nasty things with claws and big tails.
God, it's like reading a biology book, isn't it?
It really is, isn't it? Marsupials have a pouch that they raise their young in.
Like a kangaroo.
Exactly.
Yes, from Australia.
We're all such idiot DJs. We all wanted to jump in and raise our hands. Like kangaroo!
Isn't a possum?
Kangaroo has a pouch!
A possum is a marsupial.
A possum is also a marsupial, too, yeah.
Opossums are rat-like.
Yeah, and they live, but they're gross.
And they're stupid. They don't live a long time because they walk out in the middle of the street at night and get hit.
Yeah, well, or they play dead and they're playing possum.
Oh, that's not true, though.
They really do that.
They do that.
Do they do that?
Yeah, they really do that.
Man, I got to watch more of Animal Planet. I truly do. We will take a break. I will tell you about my weekend, which involved a late night visit from Mr. Jimmy Cerrito.
Hey!
And then we made the mistake of actually saying, let's go out and celebrate.
Have a holly,
we'll be right back.
Christmas. It's the
welcome
best
back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Having trouble with your holiday shopping? We just talked about that. Don't blow it this Christmas. Give them something they actually want. All you need is Sherry's Berries.
Piece of cake.
There's a 93-year-old woman in Boston, Massachusetts, who is very, very happy because she received her Sherry's Berries Friday afternoon.
She got them already.
She got them, and they are fantastic.
Cool.
And she gives them to her friend Elizabeth and all of her friends up there that she hangs out with at the
home.
How
about that guy up the hall that comes calling?
Stuart?
Yeah.
Now he's sleeping. That time of year.
We hope so.
It's all about holiday food. So send an extra special holiday treat to friends, family, and business associates, anyone you know. Everybody loves Sherry's Berries. You can send a giant, delicious dipped strawberry package from Sherry's Berries for only $19.99. That's more than a 40% savings, and here's how you do it. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in TMOS, that wonderful berry good code.
Because it's a berry client.
I get it.
Plus, for our listeners, you can doppel the berries.
Yeah, it's called doppelberries.
You can doppel the berries for just $10 more. These are the most amazing juicy strawberries you've ever seen, dipped in white milk and dark chocolate. We've had them. We love them. We fight over them. There's only one way to go. This special is $19.99. Call 866-FRUIT-02. That's 866-FRUIT-02. Or even better, visit berries.com, berries.com. And remember that code, TMOS. It's in the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. TMOS, get your Sherry's Berries. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you in advance for that. So Saturday, we went to the Oakton Wine Shop.
Yes.
Went out to lunch with Mr. Santana. And
I was sorry to miss that.
Yeah, we just hung out. Went to the Thai place.
Nice
and,
to see everybody at Oakton.
Oakton was great.
Great crowd.
Really terrific crowd.
You know who
really
was nice there? People. Did you get
except for Santa the douche.
Did you see the Moody's?
What's that? Yeah, so
Barb and Chuck were there.
Yeah, very, very quickly.
Nice couple from Atlanta.
Didn't get a chance to chat with the Moody's, but the Atlanta couple was there.
Love
place
them.
Was packed. Brian was very, very gracious to even take the time to talk to us because they were slammed.
They were.
In
it
there.
Was. It was sideways walking crowded. It was great.
It was very crowded, and it was a wine tasting, and you know, to be honest with you, Daddy had a little Jones for alcohol on a Saturday, which is hey, it's the weekend, how unusual.
Yeah.
Or a weekday and I walk in and got a little taste, but then there was rude Santa there, the guy with the leather jacket that had the white beard.
Yeah, I jokingly said, look Mike, it's the mayor of Oakton.
And I realized and I had to apologize to Brian because here I am he's an advertiser on our show, he's done nothing but support us, we show up for his event, and I suddenly had to catch myself and say, wait a minute, you've got to be on your best behavior, because I really didn't want to be, especially when, you know, rude Santa and his wizened wife, his wizened hag wife, were sitting next to each other.
Wicked Witch of the West.
And there's a little, what would you say, about a 2-foot by 2-foot table that's been set up where he's doing the wine pouring and the tasting.
Yeah, there was like 5 stations
set
up.
Yeah, and rude Santa, you know, with like 30 people in back of him, wanted to make sure that was his personal space.
And you know what? He was a big swinger of arms. He took up a lot of space.
And he had his bag, and so he moves over to the side, and turned to the right, and I had Carla's little wine glass in mine, and I went in for the little sippy pour, which they're going to do at a tasting.
A taste, sure.
Oh, rude Santa didn't like that.
Why?
He was just humping and hawing.
Harumph?
And doing, he was harumphing a little bit, and it was just, he said, well, I just need to put my glass down over here. I said, yeah, I know, because it's your table.
Yeah.
I know it's your personal table, but you know what? I'm going to get a glass of wine for my bride. So, you know, step off, old man, you douche.
He planted. He was, and it was the tasting table. I think it was the Spanish wine.
Right.
That was up front.
That's the guy. So, and a very nice guy that looked like Jan Michael Vincent.
Yes, he was wonderful.
Right. I used that line after you gave it to me.
Did you get a chance to get any of the French wine?
No, it was too crowded in the back of the store.
Or did you perhaps sample any of the Austrian wine?
No, I didn't get a chance. I didn't get a chance, Spivak.
All those wonderful fake accents those pourers put on.
So I walk up to this guy and I slide in, and he's like harumphing, and then I bring the wine back to Carla. Then Daddy's got to get his.
Sure.
So I go back over to get mine, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm behind because it was in back of Rude Santa. And the guy says, oh, okay, no, we'll just give you a little pour there. He couldn't be nicer. And he said, just tell me where you are. And I said, well, we're right over back in the corner. I didn't know he meant where we are in the tasting.
Yeah, and because they have
and
an
the lady,
order.
The
yeah.
lady immediately goes, and I swear to you, this lady over to the left, she goes, they meant where you are in the tasting. And then they all, like all four of the Rude Oaktonites, just simultaneously laughed at me, and I went, and I swear to God, this is where I have to apologize to Brian, because I turned around and I went, ha, 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 Oaktonites! And I just turned around.
Frankly,
and that was
to
it.
Me, that sounds more like Vienna behavior.
That was it. That they was might it have been.
Yeah, that's not indicative of.
They might have been in from
show.
Over the.
No, of
the
course
state
not.
Line.
But it was just like, you know, nah. It's the way we are around here. Nah.
Yeah.
Me first, right? Is
always.
It not the land
always.
Of me first?
It
so
is.
I that was it for the tasting. I didn't want to do that, but went back and got a 6-pack that I have not enjoyed yet from Mr. Goth here. One of his exotic. You know, he talks about the wine that he sells.
Oh, his beer selection.
Store, but he's got like. Mega beers in there.
Yeah.
Like the stuff you do not find anywhere.
The stuff you cannot find anywhere, even if you seek it out. He's already spotted. Every beer on that shelf is great.
So it was really my protest, too. Thanks for the beer! you know, like it didn't matter.
He meant where you are in the tasting, silly ass.
You idiot, dish jockey fat. So anyway,
I must go get my furs.
Well, meeting the listeners was great.
The listeners were great. Yeah.
And everybody in there was nice. I saw a buddy of mine that I used to play golf with. It was terrific. And I introduced you guys to him.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And we had a very, very
good
time.
My mom got to meet your son, which was great.
Did I say hi to your mom?
I think that you actually did.
Never saw your mom.
Carla and my mom had a good talk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but she was there, and my mom brought two of her hen friends. It was just a great
Your mom
great
was
effort.
A 10.
Yeah, she's
very sweet.
You hugged her. You flipped her out. It was great.
I can't believe I didn't say hi to Sharon.
She was busy.
That sucks.
Any woman that spawned this guy is a good in my book.
Yeah, and I've spent much more quality time with dad than I have with mom.
Yeah, well, she's a little scared of you.
Is she really?
No, I'm kidding. I just said that. I knew that would bother you.
She would have approached me.
She would have. You were busy running around. She spent a lot of time with Carla.
Sharon, talking
to your son, which is great. So. I do have to apologize for getting icing on your wife's ass.
Yeah, you did. You got some
that
icing on the wife's
ass. Yeah,
it was
a bad turn of events. Is where Julia, the only way I can get her to go to the Oakton Wine Shop, because Julia likes an occasional glass of wine, but she's not an enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
I buy her a cupcake. And she'll, you know, do like kids do and eat a cupcake and make it last like 20 minutes.
It's so obvious that was your bribe to get her to come out
there. Of course.
Because that's really the only pleasure that a kid can have.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah. At a place like that.
Well, they were sampling cookies. She liked that, too.
They had, and the cookies are made like in Centerville.
The macadamia.
The Rhino
cookies.
The Rhino Bakery.
Yeah, so good.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Fantastic. So it was great to see everybody. And then we went across the street and we had lunch with Mr. Santana.
No, it was a Thai restaurant?
We had a Thai restaurant that's right next to Brian's Wine Shop.
Cool.
It was very, very nice. It was just a pretty good little Saturday.
I went to the symphony, of course. I had to go to the symphony.
Jim Vellani.
Yeah, they
Jim
did
Vellani.
Another amazing concert out there at the Manassas Symphony.
Well, you
Orchestra.
Know, when you have, you know, I don't break bread with Oscar very often. We
well,
see
he doesn't
each other.
Eat. He doesn't eat.
We have a business relationship. We don't socialize as much as we have in the past, but because it's busy, and you and I are always taking care of business. So it's nice when Oscar said, hey, you want to have lunch? He said, yeah, I'll grab a bite with you. And we sit down. And Oscar brought me great joy.
How?
When he shared the story of the reason for the fight with his girlfriend in the morning, Shannon.
Did you have a fight that morning?
On Friday morning.
Friday morning.
All right.
And he was talking about the fact that I said, what was the big blow up about?
Right.
Well, apparently Oscar requires his lady to haul down and set up the Christmas tree.
Well, sure.
Now, where in the Christmas tree is at your mom's house? That's where you keep
it in
storage?
Yeah, my mom was kind enough to let us store our tree there. We have a small place. It's there,
and you don't have a small tree, though. You have like a 6-footer, 7-footer?
Yeah, it goes to the ceiling.
Didn't it used to be Mike's tree?
No, that tree didn't work out so well.
You threw that tree
out the window.
Oh,
we talked about
into
that.
The dumpster. Remember?
I should listen to this program.
But you know that with this tree that we have, and Oscar said it's about the same size.
I looked at eyeballed this tree, and I said it's a little bigger than that tree.
So then you have
your tree's a little bigger?
Yeah, because it actually hits the ceiling.
Then he's got an 8-foot because yours is 7.5.
That tree, as someone who has wrestled it up and down the stairs, you know it's a very, very difficult, heavy, cumbersome, bulky item.
Yeah, even in pieces, it's heavy.
But in the Santana household,
yeah,
he actually requires his lady to haul it around.
Wow.
So that was the fight. But you want her to... That is a heavy... That's why we have Josh the intern bring mine down.
You're not telling the story right.
All right, well,
go
ahead.
There's a reason why this happened.
You told me. I just heard what I wanted.
Okay.
Selective hearing, Mike.
So,
yeah, of course.
Basically, we are now 9 days away from Christmas, correct?
Yes, so I've already played the jingle.
Yes, 9 days.
Nine shopping
and
days.
Hello there!
At 14 days...
Pick up that tree, Shannon.
...from Christmas,
yeah. Right?
I ended up going to my parents to visit my mom because I hadn't seen her in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I spend the night at my mom's, the Friday night. And,
you're a good son.
And I call Shannon and I say, hey, I was like, if you want to come over on Saturday morning, I have a free Saturday morning. I will help you take care of all this Christmas stuff. Because we had to get it down from the attic, all the stuff. And
right.
I said, and she said...
Now, you use your parents' house for some of your storage because you have that thimble-sized condo,
yeah.
Right?
We just don't have the room.
You don't, yeah, that makes sense. That's a lot of people in the city.
They're living in a sugar glider shipping box.
Exactly. Air-conditioned. And I said, come on over. We'll do it together. No big deal.
Right.
And I love my chick. She's great. She's very sweet, but she procrastinates. And I said, let's just do it on the 14th. This is the one morning I have free to do this. We can take care of it. She said, No. I've got a big project to do. I can't do it. And I said, well, then you have to come over on Sunday. My mom can help you at that time. And then...
Well, that'll be good.
Your mom would help her get the tree down?
On Sunday. Yeah.
Now, when
so
you
two,
say,
two petite women hauling a tree down.
Where is it that it has to be brought down? Is it in an attic?
It's an attic.
This is man work.
Is it an attic with like a pull down
ladder? No, you got to set up a ladder, pull one of the cars out of the garage.
Oh my God, it's like an overhead garage.
Oh yeah, you actually have to do like the gymnast move to get you up, to boost yourself up into the attic.
Wow, it's like, so it's really, this is
it's
an
semi-dangerous, yeah. But my 63-year-old mom does it lickety-split.
Well, that's where
she takes the tree down?
Oh, she does the home tree. Like, when I can't bring it down, she does it on her own.
All I know, I just want to point out again, that this is the job that I farm out to our interns.
Yeah, it's a suck job.
Because I, and
taking
you
have
it down,
stairs.
Yeah, and I have, yes.
You have stairs that go up and down.
I have stairs to the attic, and it's really, could I do it? Yes, but it's a pain in the ass.
You don't need to, I understand.
It's a lot of wrestling. And then when Josh brought the tree down in the box that Rob packed up. I have so much delegation around here.
Yes.
But I actually take the tree out and put it up. And I will tell you, it's not backbreaking labor, but it's also, it takes some doing.
Like, I understand. I completely get. That's why I offered my help. I arrive on Saturday.
And you were shut down.
I arrive on Saturday morning.
Yes.
Because I leave my house at 7 a.m.
Right.
My parents' house.
Keeping it tight.
Yeah. I need to get home because I have a noon meeting that day. So it's Saturday.
He's a very busy man.
7 o'clock. 7:01
I arrived to the house around 10 o'clock.
Right.
And I'm expecting to see my lovely girlfriend working. Mm-hmm. She is sleeping. And
you get to your house at what time?
10 o'clock.
And this is Saturday morning?
Yes.
And you've spent the night on Friday night at Mamo's?
Yes.
And she's already blown off the fact that she couldn't help you at your mom's because she's had a big project.
She couldn't come pick it up with her car because she had a big project. She is sleeping.
Yes.
So at that point, I get home and I said, well, you clearly weren't working on your project. You could have come and picked up the tree.
Right.
No big deal. No fuss, no muss.
You spent the night at Mamo's on Thursday night.
No, this was a Friday.
This is Friday, a week
into
early.
Into Saturday.
Because this Friday you went out
and roared. This last week.
Friday night this week.
This was her opportunity for the help. One.
Okay.
Sunday came along. She didn't go to my mom's to get the tree. Didn't happen, right?
Time is a finite commodity.
Once again, though, we get back to the Shannon and the mom thing where there's a little tension.
Regardless.
Okay, go ahead.
I get a call on Friday morning. My mom says,
yoo-hoo.
Shannon did not come and pick up the tree. She is a bad woman.
She said,
I am thinking she must be a Jew.
I said, I said, hello? And she goes, Shannon, no, nunca me llamado.
She did not come to pick up the tree. You are, she is a bad woman.
Nunca me ha llamado.
She does which not means know what she said she was
she never do. Called me, right?
Okay. Oh,
and for my mom.
Poor dear Shannon. I know what you're up against here.
For my mom,
hey, there's Mike
it's not
both
a big
sides.
Deal, but she's worried about her doing her, everything herself,
yes.
right?
Right.
So at that point,
she's worried about Shannon doing everything.
Yeah, because she wants to help Shannon out.
I see.
She's trying to help her.
Yes.
It's no inconvenience for the tree to be up yeah, there. Okay. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, and that's your point of
yeah,
view.
Yeah. So I wake up and I say to her, "Look, I write a nice note because she was coming back from teaching a yoga class."
Yes.
And she walks in as I'm writing the note.
Is there a fight that's going to follow?
Yes.
Well, we're going to have to take a break.
Oh, she was teaching a very important class that day, Mike. Sleeping yoga.
Sleeping yoga. Hey, you're lining up with your boy.
Well, you
don't
know.
You worry, Shannon. I'll be defending you.
That's right.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, before we go to break, I want to mention Stamps.com. We love them. And
the best.
You will, too. Here's a news flash. The holidays are here. The holidays are here.
Hey.
And the post office is a mess with people mailing packages, gifts, and cards. The line is out the door, and good luck finding a parking space. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So you know what you do? You go to Stamps.com instead. Stamps.com lets you do everything that you would do at the post office right from your desk. It's that easy. They send you the printer.
Yes.
It's they actually send you the scale, the
right.
digital scale that you attach to your printer, and you do your own postage. It's that easy. Be like us. We use Stamps.com all the time for the TMOS merchandise and the mail, and fruitcakes, too.
Yeah, fruitcakes.
We got those out on Friday. We love it. And it gets even better. Listen to this. A 30-day free no-risk trial and a $110 bonus offer, including that scale I just mentioned, and up to $55 in free postage. And all you have to do is go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone, and use that great code TMOS.
It's the code that's changed my life for the better.
The code is your secret for a Merry Christmas.
I forgot we changed that.
Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on the microphone and check it out. Stamps.com. Don't forget our code TMOS. We'll take a break. Come right back, everybody.
A wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We tell you all the time about Hulu Plus. It is a great, great, great gift for the holidays. Hulu Plus, time to start your free trial of exclusive content from your living room, on your mobile device, and everything else you can do with Hulu Plus. You get content on your PC, you get it on your tablet, your phone, your Apple TV, Blu-ray. I use Apple TV.
Yes.
Full seasons of your favorite shows, even full seasons of classic TV shows, when and where you want them. Hulu Plus has shows like Saturday Night Live, Community, Monday Night Raw, and Modern Family. The list is endless, and TMOS listeners can get an extended free trial right now.
That's right now, Oscar.
Right now,
right
Oscar.
Now.
Before you even have a fight with your girlfriend, just click the Hulu Plus link at MikeOmaraShow.com or go to Hulu Plus/TMOS.
I use Hulu Plus. I watch it on my iPhone in
yes.
Oscar's mom's attic.
When you're just hanging out.
I didn't know because you're hanging out. You put up the ladder and you go watch TV.
Control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. The list is endless with Hulu Plus, and we are delighted to be associated with them. You'll love them as well.
The greatest.
That's the direction that TV viewing is going.
Binge watching.
We're streaming our video almost exclusively for some people. Anyway, now back to the show. And so she didn't make it over to get the tree down.
Yes.
And you decided it was pep talk time.
It's time for a pep talk.
Mm-hmm.
And a pep talk usually involves myself talking and Shannon listening.
Right.
And then...
Does it result in her or you being more peppy?
No, we have a... Well, we have a back and forth. A nice
Saturday
discourse.
Morning the pep talk occurred, correct?
No, this was Friday morning before our show.
Oh, Friday morning.
Before the 3-day weekend for Rod.
Okay. See, and the reason I'm getting it wrong, because when I saw Oscar
we saw each
on,
other
Saturday,
on Saturday, yeah.
First thing I said was, how are things on the home front?
Sure, yeah. Sure, of course.
Right.
So, usually when the pep talks come across, she does a great job because she listens, and then, you know, I kind
a
of...
criteria
I,
for
I
you.
Talk,
right.
Yes.
Yes.
This time, she decided to change her game,
mm-hmm.
and she talked back.
Atta girl.
A curveball.
I'm with her.
And
I'm with her. Way to go. Stand up for
yourself,
honey.
A conversation became yelling. Not on my part, because, you know, I really, on my end, we're having a discussion.
Yeah, but hold on a second. When you're talking, you're
yes.
giving you're not talking like a contemporary. You're not talking like a respectful mutual partner. You're talking like the teacher at the front of the schoolroom. You're giving her a lecture, Oscar
right.
Santana.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm actually, this is what I
wasn't there. I'm just
this is how I would talk.
Now he's talking back to you.
This Lord. Is how I would talk to her.
It pisses me off the way he communicates with me, too. Here's what you have to understand.
Exactly. Why can't you have a good relationship
Lick it. Lick it.
Like you and me.
Right. Exactly.
Isn't that nice?
You and I talk to each other like contemporaries.
I said to her.
Not like the school marm over here.
I said to her.
Yeah, Mrs. Crabtree, what?
That there are 12 days of Christmas left. Mm-hmm. And
see, when you use that tone right there. That tone right there. You know what I hear when you use that tone right here?
What's that?
I hear this.
It is a tone issue.
Yes, okay, so there are 12 days of Christmas left.
That I was curious.
And I got you some partridges and a pear tree.
I was curious.
No golden rings.
I was curious of when she was actually going to put up a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not at your house. It's at your mother's house.
It's at my mother's house.
Yeah, so nothing's been done.
And I said, and the reason why.
He's Mike and he plays both sides.
And the reason why I know this is because I got a phone call from my mom asking me, telling me that you haven't called her to set up a pickup time. And I said, look, I don't really want to deal with these details. What I deal with is the work, mortgage, these presents I've bought for you that are sitting here unwrapped.
Right.
And I would like a tree to put these presents under.
Okay.
And that's not too much to ask.
No. Does she have to wrap her own presents?
She has to now because I'm simply too busy.
Oh, because it's part of the pep talk?
Well, no, you know, that's really woman's work, to be fair.
Is it?
Yes.
Hello, Oscar.
Mom?
When is she going to come over and get the tree? She said she was going to get the tree. She never does anything she says. She's going to run you under the ground.
Mother Santana?
Yes, hello. Hello, Rob.
Are you in the attic?
I'm in the attic. And I'm surrounded. I can't find my way out. I'm trapped with printers.
Surrounded by printers. True story. We got a little combative, and I said, look.
How combative did she get?
She was yelling.
And the word is combative. Thank
combative.
You, Mike. Combative.
Damn it! With a B.
Well, it was me. I kind of screwed it up. Combative. I was actually correcting myself. So did she yell?
Yeah, I wasn't yelling. She was yelling.
Okay, let me ask you this. Because it is an audio medium that we are part of.
Mm-hmm.
Talk without imitating her voice. Mm-hmm. Just imitate her normal speaking voice. How she talks, like in volume, and then I
don't imitate her voice because I did that with the last.
That's one. Right, and, that, yeah. and so how that kind of,
appreciate.
You see
that.
How that
and
went.
I'm not doing that.
Thank
I
you,
have too much respect for her.
You.
Give me a baseline, and then show me where her voice.
Okay,
got.
This is regular talking. Right. I can't believe you're telling me this. It's not fair, blah, blah, blah. And that's how yelling.
Wow, yeah. Yelling yoga.
Like neighbors probably heard.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
There must have been somebody had a 9. And a 1 dialed.
Let me, as someone who, you know, just has a little infant
someone
now.
Someone did.
But Carl and I kind of divvy stuff
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah,
my
sure.
two big chores normally of the week, my chores are the trash. I'm solely responsible for the trash.
The trash and entertaining millions.
Thank you very much.
These are the things
and
you
I'm
do.
And I'm also responsible for the dishes. There is a crap load of dishes because I did not do my right. job this morning. And I was up crack of dawn. I was up at 6 o'clock, and I didn't get my work done, except in here.
I can't do my work.
So those are the primary chores.
Yes.
And then, you know, thank God for interns because I farm everything else out to them.
Have we ever had interns do dishes?
Oh, that's too much. No, don't even think that. Come on. We can't do that. No.
Well, really, what is an internship?
That
is preparing?
No, that is so messed up.
No, an internship is preparing
is
a
so
student,
brilliant.
A young student for life in the real world. And in a world of business,
I wouldn't do it.
Someone has to clean up the kitchen.
Damn it, I wouldn't do it. It
You're
so,
right.
so funny if I could. I just, you know, I know it would be
that
entertaining.
That Irish guilt would be eat you up.
No, I know what's out there. It's like,
Mike, this is Josh. We're out of Palmolive. We're going to need some Dawn.
It's really just rinsing the dishes and putting them in the machine.
That's the washing machine.
The moral of the story is this. As I explained to her that she doesn't need to use that tone with me.
Oh, dear.
That we're both adults.
I got your tone right here, mister.
And I mentioned to her, I said, look, I don't waver when it comes to us. Mm-hmm. I go out of my way. If you need something, I get it right away. If you want me to meet with somebody, I go and meet with someone. I was like, putting up a tree is one of the simplest things you could do. It's not hard. You're athletic.
Right.
You can handle that type of work. No problem.
You're athletic.
So I was like, it's your choice if you want to put one up this year. At this point, we really might not even need one. I mean, really, we're going to be in Pittsburgh for most of the season.
It's not you're probably not the only couple that's argued about Christmas decorations.
Right?
Well, God, you know, there's a whole phrase in my family, tree kicking mad.
Tree kicking mad. I remember some of the worst fights in my family growing up were centered around decorating the tree.
Sure.
It's a pain in the
ass. About what?
Because my dad didn't dig it. And I would say there are plenty of men out there that don't like that activity. that don't, is, you know, I think it's really, I think when you get the tree put up,
yeah, that's the man's part.
I think the decorating itself is usually best left to the females and again, the family. It's, or if the you kids. Think I'm sexist for saying, or the kids.
The kids, and you know what? This was a great year. I was able to, like, say 75% of the decoration, I just let the kids do it.
Right. Now, the blessing that I had is that old Josh hauled the tree down from the top mm-hmm. where Rob had packed it perfectly, and I just wrestled with the thing for like 15 minutes to put the thing
You're
up.
You're good to go.
And then I go in, and Carl said, come on in here. And like 10 minutes later, she's like, look. And she, it's all done.
The good news is we came to terms.
Yes.
And we realized that we
were both. Did she storm out of the house?
No storming. Okay. I left for work as she was still home.
It's kind of a theory of mine that you got to make sure that you work stuff out within the confines of the domicile.
I think the quote, yeah. I'd like to come home from a long day's work and see a beautiful tree. All I see is unwrapped presents for you.
Wow, this is really like the saddest Christmas song.
She's gotten presents
from
you? Like before Christmas?
Well, no, they're wrapped in boxes. They're sealed.
Right.
But they're not wrapped yet.
Oh, and when he feels that now, well, because of what's happened, that she should have to wrap her own presents.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. No, I'm not a great rapper. No, there's nothing like
Do you freestyle or anything?
She wraps her own presents? What do you mean she wraps
her
rap.
Own? She wraps her own presents?
Well, no. Well, I'm not I don't wrap presents well. It's just not something I do.
I don't either.
Well.
That's another thing that I think. I don't want to sound like a sexist pig, but you know what? I'm not a good gift
wrapper.
It's
like we grew up together.
Do you wrap great gifts well?
Magnificently.
Do you really?
Of course.
You're such a queen. I swear to
mine
God.
Mine look.
You know
like
what? That's a really hurtful thing. It really is. I have so little that I'm good at.
It wasn't intended.
I have so little that I'm good at. Don't steal this from me.
It wasn't intended.
There are.
I use curling ribbons.
Oh no! I don't even know what that is.
Oh my. God.
Okay, but how about you two?
I am a gay American.
Why don't you buy gift bags?
Gift bags are a cop out. My mom, as she got older, she started doing gift bags.
I do gift bags because I rap like it. Know what I don't like to go through? I don't like to present people with a gift that looks like it was wrapped by a sugar glider. I really don't like to experience
that. A blind man might actually do a better job.
You know, I am terrible at it. I am absolutely terrible. So I use the gift bag for that very reason.
Well, there's also an underlining tone because my sister-in-law, she wraps gifts like you took it to the expert at the mall and paid $5 per wrap.
Nice.
She's good at it.
Yes.
But
so,
she's also, because is this the doctor?
The anesthesiologist.
This
yeah.
is the, of course, because she's got that kind of
she's
brain.
She's got the ribbon that she pulls out.
Sure, she's right.
The
double,
ribbon.
Double
it looks,
sutures.
It looks perfect.
Just like when she's measuring out the right amount
yes.
of narcotic so as not to kill the patient. whereas the DJ goes,
I don't
want a drink.
Mike ends up with his fingers super glued together.
Do you remember in Ted
terrible.
When they sutured up Ted?
Yeah,
and they try to put him. That's how I look when
exactly.
when I'm wrapping a present.
Right, and then say, like, "Hello, looks- Johnny." Hey, thought you was your anyway. All right.
So, to make a long story short,
tatted.
Didn't happen on Friday.
Okay.
Didn't happen on Saturday. Happened yesterday. And you know what I did?
What?
Because I'm a good guy.
Did you get the tree?
No, she got the tree.
She got the tree from your mom's house?
She did it with my mom. She hauled it up three flights of stairs, set it up.
Let me just make sure. We're talking about at least a minimum 6-foot tree, right? Well, that's about a 7-foot.
It's 8.
Right?
It's
my,
8 foot.
That's 7
mine
and a half.
Mine is 8.
That's 7.5. Yours is 8. Yours
yes.
is bigger than mine.
Yes. Does it come in 3 pieces or 4?
3 pieces.
Oh, and they're heavy, though.
3 pieces that she shoves into the back of the car?
Yes.
And she goes out to Olney?
Yes.
Brings it all the way back down to D.C.,
yes.
hauls it up 3 flights of stairs.
Absolutely.
That's a good. That's terrific.
Athletic.
Once again, she's athletic, but she's also a good worker.
Good workout. Good workout.
She's a good worker.
12 days later.
That's it.
And I said,
oh, see, you should. At least she got it in there.
She did. And you know what I did? I
what?
Called her because I'm working on a top secret project in D.C.
Right.
I call her around 7 o'clock.
Right.
And I say, hey, would you like a salad for, you know, for dinner?
Because you've been a good girl. Would you like to be rewarded
and
with lettuce?
And she says,
here's your reward. Here's a piece of arugula.
That's right.
You've done such a great job. I'm going to give you one piece, a leaf of arugula.
Can I bring you mixed field greens in a bag? Deer?
That I got at the Giant.
That I went to the store.
No, I was going to go to a salad place.
That's good. Keeping it tight.
And I said,
salad place.
Right.
And
why don't you get her a donut or something?
No. She's not
like she's
donuts.
Athletic.
Does she like treats?
I don't know what that means.
No, I mean like
this. Like Frankie treats?
No.
Like last. She's doing a good job?
No, Mrs. O'Mara has lost all of her baby weight.
Yes.
And Mrs. O'Mara on a Sunday, because she walks all the right. time and she's not fat like me, will occasionally have two particular treats that she likes that I went out and picked up at the grocery store for her.
Oh,
last
no,
night.
No, no. She's not a big treat.
Because
person.
She said she would give me a foot rub if I went out to the grocery
what
store.
What are the treats?
The treats were the generic brand Food Lion chocolate ice cream, which she likes better than any of the other ice creams.
Mm. Great mouthfeel.
And also, she wanted the generic brand Home Essentials. That's the food landline.
Yes, of course.
The generic brand salt and vinegar chips.
Wow.
Oh. Doesn't eat them at the same time. Sometimes, that's not a really good taste combination.
Mike, sometimes the treat is the savings.
No, I got her dinner, but in her, and this is like kind of another window into my soul.
Yes.
In the conversation I was having with her, she thought that I was asking her to bring me a salad, and she paused. She's like, "Yeah, I can bring you a salad." Like she.
So she totally would come around.
She would have come around.
Stockholm syndrome.
And I said, "No,
nice. Merry Christmas.
No.
Does she like treats?"
I was like, "You're putting up the tree. I'm almost done here. I was thinking of picking up dinner. I could bring some for you as well."
What did you?
I did.
What did you get? What did you guys have?
It was just like some salad with some instead of chicken, we got tofu for her, and I got chicken. Oh. You know, that's what she's into.
Oh, that's so nasty. I got to get a taste out of my mouth with that.
Yeah.
So everything's fine?
We're good.
On the home front?
And the tree is up. Is it pretty?
The tree's almost up.
Hey, here's almost your reward. Up. Boy, I'm so glad I don't live in your house. Here's your reward, some lettuce and tofu.
What you baking?
Let's give away a fruitcake.
Yeah.
What you baking?
Oh, she asked for it.
Absolutely. Dear gentlemen, this letter comes from, let me see, Keith. Nothing would make me make this holiday season better for my family. I pushed the button at the wrong time. Hold on.
Okay.
Nothing would make this holiday season better for my family than to feast upon Rob's luscious fruit cake. Finding this delicacy on my doorstep would make this first Christmas in our new home that much more special. Please consider choosing me.
Me!
A loyal and proud listener for tens of years as a lucky winner. Very respectfully from Keith Starosta.
Oh, that's very nice. Now, there did you guys have a pickup on Friday when you called?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, that's it cool. All worked out.
Love that. And this is the 12 Days of Fruitcake, so this will be the last five. Because we will give one today and for the rest of the week.
Perfect.
No need to enter anymore.
Calling Keith Starosta.
We have our
Wixom,
entrance.
Michigan.
Right.
I think he just moved because he has
an hour time difference, if I'm not mistaken.
Did you mute that?
Yes, I did.
Good, thank you.
Did I? Does it sound
yes,
like I did?
Yes, it sounds muted.
Very good. I do that every time.
I like that.
Keith.
Calling Keith.
Keith.
From
Keith.
Wixom, Keith. Michigan.
Keith. And remember, Keith. He need Keith. Not be Keith. Present to win.
No.
Although
no.
It makes it better if he is.
We got a guy that was home on Friday. Oscar and I were very happy. That was the one thing we needed to go right.
Cool. Was he a good guy?
He was very nice to me.
Oh,
that's a shame.
Let's leave him a message.
Okay, yeah.
I'll leave him a very friendly Christmassy message.
Please.
Yes, and remind him to do unto others.
Yeah.
And to put up the tree.
I think you're ready to go.
When you have finished recording, all right.
This lady makes it all about her.
One or more options.
Jeez.
Hey, Keith, you want a fruitcake?
All right. Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank
I thought
you
that was
much.
Terrific.
That was strong.
Real happy about
we
that.
We really got
that.
To the point.
We'll get it to him by Arbor Day.
All right. So, Saturday night in the O'Mara household, Jimmy, I went out to get, I was getting some
chocolate
stuff.
Ice cream and salt
no,
and
that was
chips?
Sunday.
Okay.
This was Saturday that I was going
vanilla
out.
Vanilla ice cream and
was,
barbecue
no,
chips.
I was getting fixings for turkey chili.
Oh,
that's what I was doing.
Look wow. at you. Healthy.
And on my way out, I did what I do when I just want to have an evening.
What?
I texted Jimmy Cerrito and I said, "What's shaking?" Now, Jimmy speaks fluent mic.
He knows what that means.
Jimmy is a licensed mic interpreter.
Okay.
He will know exactly. And I knew when he got back to me, he said, "Oh, slammed in the kitchen." And I'm like, "Oh, well," he said, "but he call me." So I call him and I'm in the grocery store and I'm talking to him and he says, "Yeah, we're slammed. I've been cooking all day. I ran a double yesterday. I'm like going nuts." And then I said, "Okay, well, listen, we'll do it another time, Jimmy, and you're coming over Friday to cater our big shindig here. No problem at all." He said, "Yeah, I'm not going to probably be off until 11 o'clock, but I could meet you." I said, "Nah, too late. You know, I'm
11
is late.
Yeah, it is
11 is late." So I go away. By the time I get home, I've got the text from Jimmy getting off in a half an hour.
"I was able to find coverage.
Be at your house by 8 p.m. And
perfect.
That means, ladies and gentlemen, it's on.
It's go time.
Time to rage.
Want to thank Jimmy
Cerrito.
Do you
start doing push-ups? And like leg lifts and
no, I actually,
air squats.
I actually was, I was all showered up. I was ready to go.
Oh, because how do you get ready for a night with Jimmy?
Right? You don't have to because Jimmy's going to be wearing like shorts and
his
kitchen
clothes. Pay
your
insurance is what you do. Yeah.
It's like, he comes in and he's walking and, he picks up the baby. I'm like, "Hey, do you smell like hamburgers?" But anyway, that was. So Jimmy and I venture out and we decided that we would go to his old haunt. And
just you and Jimmy.
Just me and Jimmy.
Oh, wow.
And every place was dead. And every place was mean.
Did you go to that new place called O'Toole's?
Hey there, Rob.
I'm dead.
So we went to Jimmy's place, Clark's. Then we went and Clark's was Clark's ended up being the nicest place. I won't mention the other joints okay. that we went to, but then every other joint was just and I put it mean old Manassas.
Well,
it
was
just mean, just everybody mean. Everybody, you know, this one place we went into, they had a country band in there, and everybody was sitting.
If you
at
own
the bar.
A failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
There wasn't one person smiling or laughing or enjoying. They were smoking. Drinking,
sullen,
and listening to bad country music.
Now I have a question. Oh, no. You don't want
that was the second place we got out of there. Real quick.
I know you don't want to sell at any of these other places you went to, but yes. I just have you ever owned any of these places?
Maybe the last one we went to.
Oh no!
Maybe the second, the last one we
yeah,
went to.
Yeah, well.
And by this point, I've just had it with attitude
sure.
and just you know nasty. And we ended up, you know, at the you know downtown. And we kind of made our way back home, and we were sitting there just, and Jimmy and I just enjoying each other's company, which we do a lot.
Great
day. I just can't believe that Jimmy went like to the bartender's ball last night. Jimmy's an Iron Man. Jimmy is an Iron Man. He will wake up the next day.
Two days in a row like this?
We turned in at like 3:34.
The bartender's ball is not for lightweights.
No.
No, it's a big deal.
If I was going to that, I would be like preparing myself.
Tuning up for the week before. Yeah.
Not Jimmy. Jimmy doesn't need to do that. He can reactivate.
Quick question.
Yes.
When you go out, and I've been out, and any town has a night like this, right? Yes. Where you just don't have, like, it's not a good vibe.
The rain probably put a damper on
Well, the rain really stops, I guess, your casual crowd on the weekend, right?
Sure. Completely. As a former failed restaurant owner, it kills it.
Who are the only people that make it on when it's a rainy night like
right.
that?
Hardcore
right.
alcoholics. Right.
Yes. Yeah. So you walk in a room like that. Most of those people, God bless them, they're good patrons, I imagine,
sure.
right?
Maybe
the current guy that runs my old joint, though, probably the nastiest exchange of the evening. When I made a comment like, because I'd had a few, and I was, and I'm bitter when I go out, and he overheard what I said to Jimmy. I said, man, I can hardly recognize the place. My place used to have customers. And then he said something like, yeah, well, my place makes money. And that was the exchange. And I was like, hey, good night. Good to see you. I'll never see you again.
You don't make money off me.
You've said that to him before.
No, I've never said that to him before. No.
And, but you'll never see him again?
No, never. No, this is somebody totally different.
Different?
Yeah. But it was really a situation where I just got home and I said, you know what? That was the swan song. Because it wasn't, it's not like I was being mean and having fights with people all night long.
Right.
What it was, though, was just a vibe that was like dreck.
Yeah.
And it was great that I did it on a rainy night.
It was a cruddy
and
night.
It was just a crappy night just for me to realize how much I'm going to miss.
Isn't home better, though? You probably had a better time at home drinking.
Oh, I'd stayed home and done that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Jimmy makes everything magical.
And you know that organic Horizons milk that you get?
Yes.
Low-fat Horizons eggnog, people. Look for it in the grocer's dairy
section.
Low-fat Horizons eggnog. If you're a nog fan,
yes.
Oh my God, it's fantastic.
I'll have it with nutmeg.
I didn't get to anything we were going to do today.
We had a good time.
It's the way it always works. But to Manassas, the Zit, Deviltown, salute.
Yeah,
love you.
You're still America's favorite son, Mike.
Can't wait to do it again. I will take a break. Come back with news you may not need right after this, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A couple of things under my tree came in from fanatics.com.
I saw them under your tree, yeah.
Easy solution for those of you that have sports fans in your life and you love them. Here's the solution for their gift. Go to fanatics.com. Today, where the best gifts are fully stocked and ready to ship. All the jerseys, hats, hoodies, t-shirts, jackets, collectibles we were talking about last week. For every team, they all are at fanatics.com. You got to be honest with yourself. The local stores, you're going to wait 7 hours in traffic, and then you're going to walk in, they're going to go, we don't have your size.
Yeah, what size hat is that?
Hey, that's a real popular size. You ever get that in the regular store when you walk in there?
Mm-hmm.
That's really a popular size. Why we don't have it? Like that. Fanatics.com has the largest assortment. of pro and college gear anywhere, all the good stuff, over 250,000 gift ideas.
That's a quarter million.
Ready to go at fanatics.com. Remember, if you use our code TMOS, which is
the best code in town,
you get free shipping. Get the best deals plus free shipping at fanatics.com with no minimum. Go to fanatics.com, look for the promo box at checkout, and enter TMOS. Forget the malls. Go to fanatics.com. Point and click your way to Fanatics, and you are done. And we wish you the very best of luck, everybody.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
Claire Davis is the 17-year-old senior critically wounded in Friday's shooting at a Colorado high school. She is in a struggle for her life right now. Say your prayers for her if you get a chance today. At a hospital in Littleton near Arapahoe High School, where a classmate shot her in the head. She remains in critical condition. She is stable, but she is in a coma. The first responders got Claire to the right place at the right time, and the doctors and hospital staff are doing a wonderful job taking care of her, according to her family.
Good.
They said that in a statement. We appreciate your continued good thoughts and prayers, and will provide updates as her condition improves. The other big gun story around the country is that New Jersey shopping mall where the guy was shot and killed. His wife is also in the hospital, and they are on the lookout now for the two alleged gunmen that did that, and I hope they catch those guys. We'll say a prayer for that to happen, too. So, bummer stories, but you got to put them in the news sometimes. With soaring freedom songs, poignant memories, and inside family jokes, thousands of mourners Sunday paid tribute to freedom icon Nelson Mandela at an emotional funeral in his childhood village. 95 candles burned behind a dais where Mandela's coffin sat before a crowd of 4,500 presidents, chiefs, and celebrities, including Prince Charles of Britain, Oprah Winfrey, and the Reverend Jesse Jackson. After the funeral, the coffin containing Mandela's body was ferried to a tent about 200 yards away for burial. Security officials draped black material around the burial site to prevent cameras from capturing the burial itself.
I love the fact that with the passing of this great man, the tone has been that of celebration of a life well lived.
Yeah, very positive.
And I really hope that that can be, you know, when you have the ability to end a life that way, with looking back on the positive that it had, it's just the best way to go.
And outside of the sign language guy, there's you know, it's been kind of a pleasant story. That sign language guy, the latest on him, they came out today and indicated that he had been part of a gang of men that burned to death a an alleged television theft. They put the tire around and lit it on fire. One of those. So he's an all around good guy.
Yeah.
A large winter storm that dumped snow across the U.S. Midwest and East Coast swept into its final stage as it passed over New England on Sunday, and Mike O'Mara still did not get his money back that was not refunded by the hotel chain. The Hilton Homewood Suites chain has still not refunded.
They boned you.
And they haven't given me a credit so I can stay another time.
They've offered you nothing?
They got 6 to 12 inches of snow in Bedford where the hotel is. And
you might want to call.
They've done. I called all weekend. Yeah. Got a great manager at the hotel itself.
Okay.
Who said he's going to be working on it today. We'll see if he gives me a call back.
Fingers crossed.
I will give you an update.
I'd like that.
Anyway, so nasty weather, and they're supposed to get more. Another clipper coming in this week. So winter is officially here.
And you know what? I applaud you for making the right decision because I know that was not an easy decision
to make. Yeah, it was tough, and my mom was cool with it because she didn't, you know, she'd wait up at night, Rob.
I know.
She'd be just sleepless.
She got her berries.
A small hobbit racked up big sales at movie box offices during the weekend.
Did he used to intern for us?
Remember that guy?
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
He looked also like Bob's big boy.
The Hobbit, great new movie, The Inhalation of Smog, generated an estimated $205 million.
I don't think that's the name.
That's not the name of it?
I don't think it is. No.
I saw it. I saw it on a trailer.
Not
the Hobbit, The Inhalation of Smog.
He lives in Los Angeles, this Hobbit?
Well, doesn't it take place there? Or maybe China?
It might be.
I thought it was Beijing. The Hobbit, The Inhalation of Smog. That's what I thought it was.
No.
Generated an estimated $205 million at theaters around the world.
This ass smells so bad.
The highly anticipated sequel. Oh, it's called The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
Smaug.
I like The Hobbit, The Inhalation of Smog.
Well, actually, Mike, if you want to know what Smaug is, that's when smoke and fog mixes in Baltimore.
Smaug!
Oh, no, it was so much smoke.
The second installment of the 3D Hobbit film trilogy earned $73.7 million. Walt Disney Company's animated fairy tale Frozen took the number two spot, $22.2 million. I don't want to be at theaters on that weekend, baby.
No, it's not.
Thank you very much. And it also, in the top three, were Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas.
Oh, yeah. They got 12 of my dollars.
Third with $60 million. Jesus.
That guy.
Movies.
He's
Why They're Failing by Mike O'Mara.
I don't know. Medea, that is funny stuff.
Tyler Perry's Medea.
Well, what's so great about Tyler Perry's Medea is she has got everything on her mind and she's not afraid to tell you.
He does such a great impression of a woman. This wasn't totally unexpected. Family Guy brought back Brian the dog last night. Does anybody care about that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that coming. It was cool.
Brian was killed off on November 24, on the 24th episode, when he got hit by a car. There was an immediate uproar on the internet. But last night, Stewie went back in time and saved him. Brian's response was, quote, "Thank you for saving my life. A lot of other families would have just gotten another dog and moved on." After the episode aired, show creator Seth MacFarlane tweeted, quote, "I mean, You didn't really think we'd kill off Brian, did you?
Then he tweeted,
I'm Seth MacFarlane.
Then he tweeted, look at me, I'm beautiful and I'm rich.
How about my teeth? Yeah. Jesus, we'd have to be effing high. Money! Anyway.
You're so talented!
Yes, there we go. Earlier this month, a Salvation Army worker in Kokomo, Indiana, checked his bucket and found a gold coin. It turned out it was a gold Krugerrand from South Africa.
I love this story.
Worth $1,200. And if you're thinking some poor schmuck just made a mistake and grabbed the wrong coin, that's not the case, because it is the fifth year in a row that it's happened in Kokomo.
I love that's it. Cool. It's so cool. And it's nice. I love when people do charity without looking for attention.
According to a Salvation Army spokesman, the coin will buy about 3 weeks' worth of groceries for the 1,000 people the chapter helps feed every month. And you know what? That's a kind of cool move if you got it, if you have the means to do it.
I love it.
To maybe drop something in that Salvation Army bucket they're not going to expect. I think
although
that would be terrific.
You don't think there's any chance that a woman comes home and the husband says, you mean for the fifth year? You did it again? We're running out of Krugerrand.
Stop it. And he says, that's all right. I always think Krugerrands is some evil like Nazi
guy. The community.
Yes, there we go. Hello there. Where did you put the Krugerrands? Where did you put the Krugerrands? Did you put the Krugerrands in the Salvation Army bucket?
The red bucket.
Thank you. Really. Well, thank you very much. And, you know, you don't want credit, but we're going to give it to you. That's so awesome. Way to go, Ernie Els.
I won it on the tour.
Here's my Krugerrand. I keep a bunch of the Krugerrands in my golf bags with my South African accent, Afrikaans. Afrikaans! Last month, a little something something.
Yeah, here we go.
Last month, a Walmart employee named Willie Mitchell.
Hey, Willie.
Was visibly upset when one of his coworkers won Employee of the Month at a Walmart in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Of course, it's in Florida.
That's south of here.
So he started arguing with the woman that won Employee of the Month.
Well,
I don't get why he's arguing with her. He repeatedly said she'd be sorry. I guess for winning the award.
Yeah, Pee Wee Herman.
Then he left, drove back to the store several hours later, and shot out one of the car windows on her car.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was a little strange.
And by the way, congratulations, Oscar, for winning Employee of the Month here.
Very good.
This month.
Oh, we're giving that away?
Yeah, again.
But wait till he goes out to look at his Audi. To Willie's credit, she wasn't in the car when he did it, but a camera got it all on video, and Willie was arrested for discharging a firearm from a vehicle. Also, Willie now has zero chance of winning Employee of the Month because he's no longer an employee. Thank you. Thank you very much, Willie. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Come back with Rob Spiewak and the Audio Vault right here on the Michael Mara Show.
You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is
I'm beating my boy.
Gary's bleeding.
Bing Crosby, Mr. Christmas. I'm Mr. Christmas Family Guy, but people don't realize that I'm beating my boys. Anyway, welcome back to the Michael Mara Show, brought to you by AC Lens. I still didn't get my eye exam over the weekend. Carla didn't want to come with me, so I'm going to be doing that either today or tomorrow, and then I'm going on aclens.com.
Perfect.
And I'm going to get my great price for my eyeglasses that I'm going to have during the Christmas season.
Good.
It's easy and it's convenient because they're online, and it's going to save you money right now because they're offering 20% off all orders at aclens.com. They have award-winning customer service, free shipping, fast delivery, plus they sell every contact lens available in the U.S. Sunglasses make a great gift. They have those as well.
Sure.
Like Ray-Ban sunglasses, Oakley. They've got up-and-coming brands like Superdry, Zubug, and Proof.
Rather. I love Zubug.
You can't go wrong. Every purchase at AC Lens has a 365-day guarantee, and every purchase is secure. Order online, 888-248-LENS is their phone number. Style you can afford, quality you can see. Remember, that's 20% off all orders and free shipping on all glasses, sunglasses, and reading glasses. Go to aclens.com, click on our code, box, TMOS20, and some exemptions apply. See the site for details. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, December 16, 2013.
The most wonderful time of the year, Mike.
Oh, it is, absolutely.
Because it's the time that people really start doing the song parodies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how long this one lasts.
Okay.
I know Oscar loves the song it's a parody of. Yeah.
Grandma got pulled over with a cold beer.
You can't ruin a classic.
No, you really can't touch a classic.
Know, that was crap. That was the crappy novelty song, and they make a crappier novelty song out of a crappy novelty song.
I know. Let's change the topic.
Elmo, Dr. Elmo is available for interviews.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, how you doing? Huh? So how much, how little effort did you, that would be my one question. How little effort did you put into that song?
That's right.
And I would say that to him.
And what happened to Patsy? Because it was originally Elmo and Patsy.
Yeah, did he like bump off Patsy?
Maybe he's got himself some new hot holiday trim. And he's not boning Patsy anymore.
Patsy House.
We talked about got a text from Pat.
Did you really?
Said he really enjoyed last week's show. I said, yeah, it was all done with love. He said, felt like prison love.
Yeah. He sent me a message, too, and I got back to him very nicely.
Good boy.
I said, nice sorry, boy. Pat.
We started the show by setting a fond farewell to Peter O'Toole.
Yes.
Perhaps remember him acting in the great movie, one of the great epics of all time, Lawrence of Arabia.
What is your name?
My name is for my friends. None of my friends is a murderer. So long as the Arabs fight tribe against tribe, so long will they be a little people, a silly people, greedy, barbarous, and cruel, as you are.
And that's all well and good, but the Peter O'Toole I like to remember is the guy that would go out and drink and drink and drink. And
absolutely.
I've played Party this story
animal,
before.
Really those guys, and a lot of those Irish actors, you know, were known for that.
Well, there was him, there was...
Albert Finney.
Yeah, and also Richard Burton.
Richard
was
Burton. Richard
and,
Harris.
Yes, and I believe mentioned in this story...
I don't know if Richard Harris was Irish, I'm not sure.
The guy, well, all from the British Isles.
Kind of that area.
Yeah, the guy that would say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Peter Finch.
Peter Finch was a good drinking buddy of Peter O'Toole. This okay. is one of my favorite drinking stories ever. Rest in peace, Peter O'Toole. Great
story. My friend, the late Peter Finch, mm-hmm. and we were in Dublin together on the Lash.
Does that mean they're drinking?
Yeah.
Lash?
That means usually having a drop of something cheerful.
I see.
And then doing a lot of leaping and shrieking and saying, why not? And Finchie was living about a few miles out of Dublin, and I went back with him to his house where we were going to spend the night, and it was not too late, about four-ish.
Mm-hmm. 4 a.m.?
Oh, yeah. And there was a tiny little hole-in-the-wall bar, and we thought we'd just drop in for the last one. Mm-hmm. Well, we went in, we had a couple of drinks, and the barman, and it was a tiny little, really dirty little place, he said, boys, you've had enough. Yeah. You're having no more. Mm. So Finchie and I said, no, 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 no. We'll be having much more. No, 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 says he. You're out. So we bought the bar.
Oh, my God. True story.
Wow.
And one of my favorites.
They I love that story. That's
this weekend, brilliant. I was thinking about the holiday specials we used to watch when we were kids. Usually, they were on CBS. And I went on YouTube looking for some music. It was the special bumper that ran at the beginning of a special. Tell me if you remember this musical element. It would say a CBS special
CBS,
presentation.
Right.
I did a little research and found out that that was actually four mini pieces cut from the original score of Hawaii Five-O.
Really?
It sounds like it.
And I didn't realize it at the time, so I'm going to now play you the actual edit pieces from the Hawaii Five-O score because I was tickled to find out I have the soundtrack album to Hawaii Five-O. So I actually made that element. But here's the part.
Wait, you put that together yourself?
I did.
How long did that take?
A lot of drinks. But I want you to hear the elements in context because it's really cool. So, you know, here's Jack Lord running around Hawaii, okay? And that's obviously Hawaii 5-0. And the drums kick in. Here. And they continue, but then there's another edit. Which edits to here. And the final sting. So when we were kids watching
so who would have
CBS.
Thought, who would have thought to put those together, though? That, I mean, that's
someone
amazing.
At CBS heard the score. They already owned the music.
And cobbled together a stinger based on that.
It's like 3 seconds long pulled from a 2.5 minute music piece.
And used for decades.
For decades. And really, when I was cool. a kid, I would say, oh my God, when that would air, I said, something's on, I gotta see. Because there was only three or four channels.
That is very, very cool.
But it was very cool. And
you're an evil genius.
You know, what do you do? one sketch on Saturday Night Live that I liked this weekend.
God, I haven't watched it yet, so John I can't
Goodman,
wait. Was it, tell me it was a little better than the previous ones.
Turning off the TV would have been better than last week's show.
Okay, yeah.
It was okay.
All right.
Saturday Night Live, John Goodman, Sylvester Stallone, and Robert De Niro in a Christmas sketch. They're the three wise guys.
Look at this. We get all dialed up, put on these stupid turbans. I mean, who is this kid anyway? Jesus. I mean, Latino? Do we even know his last name, this Jesus?
Christ, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? His father's in construction.
Yeah, a little Joey from Nazareth. It's all grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard the kid might not be his.
Oh! That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Oh! Hey, we got to get out of here. We want to remind everybody that our bonus shows are still available. Make sure you check those out. You can access the entire bonus anthology by going to MikeOmaraShow.com. A yearly subscription will get you a 2014 bonus content. Also, on-demand video access to every single one of our shows. You can watch us on the telly.
Sure.
And only $69.99. It's the most bang for your entertainment buck. You save over 25% with the yearly subscription, so check it out. Or order episodes a la carte at $1.99, and I'm going to rewrite this copy so that I can read it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a good one. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all of your favorite shows. Or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. Now beat it!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.